is the voice of Wolfgang Herrn, recorded for the design of the website of the Sawyer Seminar on Hearing Modernity at Harvard University. Is this my voice? Does one recognize me when listening to this audio recording, like the dog Nika once recognized his master's voice from gramophone? Being a true media archaeologist, I did not use the dictaphone function as app of a smartphone. I do not even dispose of such a mobile communication device. To produce this sound sample, I rather enacted a recording on a real dictaphone from the Media Archaeological Artifacts Collection at Humboldt University, Berlin. My voice, obviously, is subject to unintended and entropic accelerations of slowing down, since this recording and replay takes place on an antique analog electromagnetic medium. Even though, in order to become part of this internet website, this recording has to be sampled and compressed into a digital data format, which claims to be invariant for the temporal thing. This disembodied voice tells as much about the technological biography of the dictaphone itself. This can be a simple narration about yourself. Thus, I have been invited to contribute to this experimental form of acoustic media theater. Simply narrated, my academic curriculum vitae starts with my passion for science past, which once led me to study ancient history, Latin and Greek philology, and even classical archaeology. All of a sudden, with my increased interest and awareness of the technical infrastructure of collective memory and historical knowledge, I grew into an emergent science called media studies, thus turning from a trained historian to a media archaeologist. The recursive moment here is my reiterated interest in temporal processes, which finally led me to investigate what I call chronicity, or some more artificially, das Sonische in German, to differentiate it from simple sound as klang. Sonic articulations, like technomagnetical media, are in tune only when unfolded in time. This leads to the close affinity between sound and media dynamics. Will this audio recording, my narration about myself, eventually be used for forensic speech recognition and sound recorder analysis at a later moment to authorize the live recording of my forthcoming draft talk at Harvard? As a media archaeological reminder and a recall of Thomas Alva Edison, the sound recording technology, like one writing the phonetic alphabet, were not intended for narrative, but for bureaucratic dictation. Except for oral poetry, perhaps. The auditory implementation of symbolical vowels, which once modified the Phoenician alphabet into phonetic writing, still used today, happened for poetic reasons. To write down the musicality in the voice of Homer. So let me finally include the sound that I pay respect for, the epic song of the legendary Yugoslav Guslar, Arturo Medvedovic, from the German Berry Collection of Oral Literature at Harvard University.